This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flynn.
So the Democrats apparently are attacking Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, who's also a rancher who has the Little Belt Cattle Company. Incredible operation, by the way. They were featured at the Montana Stockgrowers Convention last December in particular. So they're attacking him for marketing his beef, marketing his ranch. Kelly in Glasgow messaged us on the Montana Talks app. So what do you call a bull sale poster or catalog? Yeah, or even add to that, right, Kelly? A radio ad promoting a bull sale. I hear those in Russell Nimitz's Western Ag Network report and in Lane Nordland's reports. Hey, you know, you guys are bad. You're bad for promoting your bull sales. How dare you? You're not real ranchers. These people are nuts. Sandy and Billings had a great message as well here. Montana beef, yes. Bugs, no. Sandy from Billings, spot on there. Jeff and Victor says this. Aaron, you hit the nail on the head. If he had a D in front of his name, it would be a different story. Tim is a brother in arms and is governed by honor and respect, not only for himself, but for others. These are two characteristics the liberal communists cannot define, let alone exhibit. Yeah, that's why they truly cannot understand. Jeff, you nailed something there. They do not understand the fact that he would take a bullet for his men and be quiet about it in order to defend his men, to protect his men. They do not understand that. It is a foreign concept to them. They'd be like, wait a minute, no, why wouldn't you throw those guys under the bus and help yourself? Because that's what they've been doing to our troops. That's what they've been doing to America. Throw us all under the bus to advance their own political careers and their own political interests. This idea that somehow, no, you would take a hit for somebody else, foreign concept to them. Let's see, Randy and Fishtail sent a couple of good messages here, too. Because, see, the Democrats are saying, no. You can't go serve your country in the military. You can't go, you know, go through Army Ranger School and Navy BUDS training to become a Navy SEAL and serve your country in crazy places all over the world. And then retire in Montana and start and become a rancher. You can't do that. Randy says there is, and Randy's a great Desert Storm veteran that I ran into at Costco a couple weeks ago. Long history of retiring soldiers going into farming. That was part of the Roman soldier's retirement plan. He would fight and get a plot of land someplace to go into farming. And service kind of resets you and your worldview. You're a blank slate. A retiree could pick up anywhere in the world and retire, yet they chose Montana. That is very telling. We have so many veterans that are choosing to do just that, to move to Montana after they get out of the service. They've been to all these crazy places, all these Adam Schiff hole countries. And they're like, man, and they see what a Schiff hole parts of America have turned into under the radical left. And they're saying, man, I'm moving to Montana when I get out of here. And you know what? God bless them. Thanks for your service. And you serve your country. Welcome to Montana. All right. I think we got Brian Massard coming up after this.
Democracy 24.
Publicly, President Biden says he is optimistic about his campaign, but privately, Democrats are stressing about how to get first-time young voters to turn out without accidentally turning out the vote for Trump. The Washington Post reports a confidential memo circulated among top Democratic donors warning them that encouraging mass new voter registration of young voters might come back to bite Biden by signing up potential Republicans. Quote, if we were to blindly register non-voters and get them on the rolls, we would be distinctly aiding Trump's quest for a personal dictatorship. The memo also warned of another changing reality. Some people of color are shifting to the right, saying the cost of targeting non-black voters of color like Asians and Latinos is more expensive because it scoops up so many non-Democrats. And the advice, just focus on African Americans who are more likely to turn out for Biden. Quote, only African American registration is clearly a prime opportunity. In Washington, Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see cloudiness into the day today, followed by partly sunny skies. A few rain or snow showers early in Bozeman, with a few rain showers in the Billings area early on as well. High temperature readings will range from around 50 degrees in Bozeman, 53 in Billings. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 30s. Then we'll see highs in the mid-60s with sunshine Thursday. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I'd love to get Brian Massard's take on some of these conversations that we ended up having. See, this is what I love about Montana Talks. We get one message. We got one message from Evan in Belt that I think it came in last night. I think I shared it about 6:30 this morning, and boom, that ends up driving the whole conversation. Just some great phone calls that we got after that message, and more messages that have been flowing in here as well. So I want to get Brian Massard's take on that. Brian Massard, of course, out of Dillon, Montana, with Reminisce Angus. Brian, first off, though, man, I got to thank you. You sent me a cooler full of your various products, and I cooked up some of that jalapeno cheddar kielbasa, I think it is, the beef kielbasa. My goodness, is that stuff good?
I love it with eggs. It's fantastic.
A little spice with the eggs. I was even thinking, although I like eating it on its own with maybe just a little bit of mustard, but I was even thinking, man, that would make some killer spaghetti. Add a nice little kind of sausage spice to your spaghetti as well if you wanted to mix it up like that.
We've been eating it for years. You know, Western Meat Block makes that for us, and we've been eating their regular kielbasas for 30 years. Heck, we'd just go buy them, and I'd always take a little bottle of Tabasco sauce and just go to the hills hunting and eat it cold, but now it's all beef, and it's our meat in there, and you can have it with mustard, sauerkraut. We've cooked it in spaghetti. We've put it in chili. It's really good in chili mixed with burger, too.
That's right. Well, and I can't wait to try some of the ground beef that we got and more that I've got waiting on back up in the freezer here. Say, I know whenever we have you on the show, we just have fun talking about, you know, beef and the beef industry, the cattle industry, and the importance of marketing Montana products. But I don't want to draw you into the political discussion if you don't want to be drawn into it. But I just know from your background as a past president of the Montana Stock Growers Association, one of the big things I've always heard, whether it's at the Stock Growers Convention or at one of the farm focused organizations, they love it when young families want to get involved in agriculture or stay in agriculture. So if there's a veteran that's coming off of active duty, they've served their country for the past 20 years, and they say, you know what, I want to go move to Montana, and move back to Montana, and I want to start ranching, or I want to start farming. What do you think about that, just in general?
I think it's fantastic. Anybody that wants to come connect with the earth and animals and find out where your food comes from and just experience life, it's, you know, welcome.
You really got kind of your own slice of heaven there, don't you, with Reminisce Angus and... Yeah, I mean, isn't it just an incredible life that we get the chance to lead? Just being in Montana, period, but especially out where you're at.
It is. We're very fortunate. It's where we live. I mean, we live with wildlife and aquatic life and ducks and birds. All the birds are migrating back up here, and there's sandhill cranes in the field, and the geese are starting to mate, and the songbirds are coming around, and the elk are moving back up high to have babies. It's just fun to be a part of that, and the bugs are coming out of the ground, and it is. It's an amazing part of life, and it's we're very fortunate to get to live that. I do feel bad for people who don't experience that.
You know, that's an amazing way to look at a Montana winter, and especially, you know, this winter was milder, right? But we've had some past winters that have been really nasty. But the good part of having a good cold winter is you get to see that contrast. You get to see everything come to life.
Grass is just that little. It's about a half inch out of the ground over here up where we're at, and it's starting to come, and we're brushing meadows and feeding the cows. We get ready to calve here. We don't start calving for about another month, but, you know, it's just a fun part. No matter what you're doing, whether you're throwing protein blocks out, feeding the cows mineral, looking at the expression on their face, it's it's a fun life.
You know, and what you just said too, it reminds me of a friend of mine in Big Timber. He once said that, you know, he's noticed that some of these older fellas that you know, they might be struggling with health, but they'll, it's almost like when spring comes and the grass starts to turn green and they see the sunshine, that's when they pass away in their older years. But they get to see the green grass one more time. They get to see that Montana spring one more time, and that's when they know it's time to go home.
Yep. That's an interesting point you make.
What are some of the exciting, you know, just talk about the importance of marketing Montana beef. That was a conversation we had in the 6 o'clock hour. Oh, if you're marketing your ranch or your beef, you're not a real rancher. Oh, for Pete's sake. I mean, that's definitely today's oh, for Pete's sake moment, if you ask me.
And I missed that. You wanted me to comment on it. What was that specific comment?
Well, I can give you more of the background. I haven't seen the TV ad yet myself, but Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, you know, he's got the Little Belt Cattle Company there, and Greg Putnam, of course, his SEAL teammate. And so they're criticizing him because they market their ranch and they market their beef products. That means they're not real ranchers. It's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, ranchers got to be marketing their products, right?
Oh, you have to, and I think they're just going after him politically because they've invested money in something, and they're trying to twist it into something that's not. But if you're, yeah, you have to market your own product. You know, that's the sad thing about the industry, the tough part. We're trying to help change that. 95% of all ranchers just feed into this big system. They're not, you know, the small packing houses are gone, the small feeders are gone, the small ranches are gone. And everybody feeds into this system. And so if you do have the opportunity to market your own beef all the way to the end, you know, more power to you.
That's right.
Go for it.
That's right. Hold that thought. And, of course, you get some great products that you're marketing with Reminisce Angus. Brian Massard, stand by. I want to keep you around for some more time since we kind of, you know, ended up diverting down a nice little cow path here for a few minutes talking about Montana Spring out there in Beaverhead County country. So stand by. We'll come back to you right after this.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Two leading livestock industry groups announced guidance for public land grazing in the event of a foot and mouth disease outbreak. The American Sheep Industry Association and National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced the framework yesterday. The guidance provides resources to livestock producers to voluntarily prepare before an FMD outbreak. Using real-time scenario exercises, guidance was improved to provide decision-makers with necessary information to ensure animal needs and response goals were met. Some decision criteria includes assessing adequate feed water, mitigating interactions with wildlife, and implementing just-in-time biosecurity. American Sheep Industry President Brad Boner of Wyoming said that half of the U.S. ewe inventory seasonally grazes on permitted federal grazing lands, and this project provides needed information for ranchers and decision makers. NCBA and ASI developed the guidance through 2 years of virtual and in-person meetings with an advisory group of cattle and sheep producers who hold federal grazing permits. And yesterday at Miles City Livestock Commission, some stock cows sold. 49 head of 936 weight stock cows brought a price of $173 to $230, while the bred heifer average on 10 head brought $2,900. I'm Lane Northland.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, my goodness. I am. Oh, man. We'll see if Travis can snag the audio for us. I just watched the ad that Evan and Belt sent to us. I believe Evan works in agriculture as well now, and he's an Air Force veteran. But, yeah, they're attacking Navy SEAL veteran. Aerial firefighter and they're attacking Tim Sheehy because their ranch has t-shirts with their ranch name on it, and they have cool coffee cups with their ranch name on it. They're like, oh, are you kidding me? How many farmers and ranchers are marketing their ranch, marketing their farm, marketing their products with My goodness. I mean, again, Brian Massard, man, I know we're just having fun talking beef here, but this is got to be the most absurd attack line I've ever seen. My cousins are ranchers out in eastern Montana. They're the cool cousins because they're cowboys, right? I'm just the kid who grew up in town. But, I mean, they've got Ayers Angus in Fallon, Montana, and they've got their own hats. I guess they're not real ranchers now, according to these clowns. Good night.
Well, it all depends on when you move to Montana. I mean, that's a great political thing that they're just using. But who hasn't moved to Montana? I mean, they can say that about even the homesteaders. You know, can you imagine a political ad back in 1910 going, Aaron Flint Sr. is not a real Montana because he homesteaded in 1907, not 1901.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I was thinking, when did your ranch start? I mean, there is some incredible ranch history in Montana, and it's like, okay, somebody out there might be a fourth, fifth, sixth generation rancher, and that's incredible. That's great. Let's pass it on to the seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth generation family rancher, right? But somebody had to start the freaking ranch, and oftentimes they came back from a war zone and started the ranch, and for Pete's sake, that's what Tim did.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the story. That's the fourth generation ranchers, there was a first generation that showed up at that time. So it doesn't matter when you start. My wife's family homesteaded in 1907 in Lindsay. I mean, they've been there a long, long time. My family came in 1968. And so everybody comes and starts. And, you know, there's a little pride thing that goes on while we're fourth generation or fifth generations. And you get to be a greenhorn for a while and wear that hat, and that's fine. But if you're out here doing it and you love it, it really doesn't matter what anybody else's take on what you're doing.
Well, that's right. Well, and it was interesting, you know, driving through Scobie, and, you know, I got to spend the night out at former State Senator John Brendan's farm out there, you know, between Scobie and Plentywood. And he was just talking about the prairie out there. And he said, you know, wherever you see trees and an old shack, that used to be a farm. That used to be a homestead family. Not all of them survived. And so, but if you see trees out there, either A, there's a water source, or B, there was a homestead that once existed once upon a time there.
Oh, there's hundreds of them. We see them out here in western Montana, clear back up in the hills where there's, you know, nobody winters up there because the snow's too deep, and there was a home back in there. I mean, it was a tough, tough life.
Yeah. Well, what are you most optimistic about? You know, especially from what you're seeing, you're talking about working through a lot of things in the beef industry and trying to get more products that we can put on tables here in Montana.
Well, we're really trying to educate the consumer. You know, we got into the business to help our bull customers that buy our genetics and really have seen the high-quality beef that we raise. We've gridded our cattle with all the big four packers. The cattle do fantastic, and it got shipped all over the country, and it was disappearing. And so we started our own beef business, and then we learned at that point as ranchers, you've got to sell every part of that animal. You can't just sell steaks. I mean, $13.99 steak in the grocery store does not define sustainability. It's what are you going to do with the trim? What are you going to do with those lower-end cuts? And you've got to add value to them by making jerky and beef sticks and bacon and kielbasas and salamis out of that and move the whole thing to make it sustainable. And then you've got to talk to the consumer. You got to spend time diffusing all these false narratives that, here's one, saturated fat is bad for you. That's untrue. It's never been proven. It's the number two required nutrient to your body, only behind protein. Second one, that all the meat that you buy in the grocery stores is chock full of hormones. It's chock full of antibiotics. If you're not buying a all-natural or grass-fed or organic thing, you're putting all these things into your body, all these chemicals. Well, I didn't know, but when we got into the beef business, we found a lab, the best lab in the United States, and we send our samples to that. None of that stuff is in there. Those cows process that, they metabolize that, they have the ability to do that, they convert all the cellulose around it that humans can't eat and upscale it into protein, healthy food, the most healthy food on the planet. They're carbon neutral. They're actually net carbon negative out on the ranch, but they're still carbon neutral. They're the lowest carbon emitters of everything that's measured out there.
That's a good point. And Brian, can you stick around? I got to hit the Fox News update here. It's just 60 seconds long. Okay, stand by, because the ag minister from Saskatchewan, Canada, was in Scobie Friday night. And he talked about this whole carbon footprint thing. And this is an important, interesting point that you're making right here from a marketing standpoint. So stand by. Back to Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Inflation stickier than expected, up another 0.4 last month. President Biden in a Univision interview, why not shut down the chaos at the border with executive action?
Someone suggested I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
The House will delay sending articles of impeachment against the Homeland Secretary to the Senate till next week. Charges of failing to secure the border. Tiger Woods returns to the Masters at Augusta, the five-time champ looking to master old injuries.
I still think they can. So I don't know when that day is, when that day comes. But I still think that I can. I haven't gotten to that point where I don't think I can.
Tiger says, I hurt every day, then correcting, no, I ache every day. America is listening to Fox News.
I tell you what, it's been so great here catching up with Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus Beef, and we like to catch up with him every now and then, talking beef, talking markets and more. But we're having such a fun conversation. Let's keep it going. And then here in just a few minutes, we'll get back to your phone calls. We'll open up the phone lines, anything and everything you want to talk about for the rest of the morning, 406-294-0970. So, Brian, the ag minister of Saskatchewan, Canada, was in Scobie Friday night. He and I were the two speakers at the Lincoln Reagan dinner up there, and he said something very interesting. Now, again, folks, whether you agree with the whole carbon dioxide, carbon emissions, footprint, propaganda, put that aside for a moment here. The point that he was making is that, look, their customers in Europe are asking them what their carbon footprint is. So agree with it or not, how do you market to those types of folks? Because Brian, you're right. Agriculture has a case to make. It's all about how you market it and put it together, right?
It is.
Oh, I think you might be a little muted there. You're a little muffled.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, there we go. Yep.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, we are usually always behind the narrative, the false narrative that comes out there, and we're usually always having to play defense. But cattle are, just in itself, the lowest carbon-emitting industry of all the industries that are measured right now. And you can get this information, go look up any kind of a YouTube podcast with Dr. Frank Mittlener. He's a German guy. He works at UC Davis in California. His only job is to measure carbon, measure methane in the atmosphere, on the ground. And the information there is fantastic because people forget the biogenic cycle. You know, all the grass, all the cellulose, the trees, shrubs, everything pulls that carbon out of the sky, stores it in the roots, exchanges it for oxygen through photosynthesis, and then it leaves this carbon byproduct called grass. And the only thing that can eat that and rejuvenate it is a ruminant. So that's cows, bison, elk, deer, moose. And at that point, it's carbon neutral. There's no new methane. There's no new carbon that goes into the atmosphere because it's already been pulled out. But the narrative is that the cow's just sitting there emitting carbon, and it's bad. And when you listen to that, basically all that is there's money. There's money in selling that narrative.
That's
there's
right.
money in sick people, too.
I mean, and they want to push ranchers off the land. They don't want us living here and enjoying this beautiful country. But, no, you're exactly right. You want to look at a footprint? Look at the wide open spaces all across Big Sky Country thanks to agriculture. And what do those wide open spaces do? They consume carbon dioxide, right? Put that in your footprint, right? And while we're at it, let's give those guys a little boot print on the backside while we're at it. Brian Massard, Reminisce Angus, always a pleasure. Thanks for the extra time this morning.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. Coming up after this, phone lines are open for you, 294-0970, or keep those great messages flowing on our Montana Talks app as well.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. Oh, somebody better hold me back. I'm tempted to get in my pickup and drive to Power Montana right now and give this guy a piece of my mind. I tell you what, I just saw this ad that Chuck Schumer is paying for. Well, and his dark money operatives, the Last Best Place Pack. That's Chuck Schumer's ads, which are attacking Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Not only him, but when they attack the Little Belt Cattle Company, they're also attacking his Navy SEAL teammate named Greg Putnam, who is an incredible guy, by the way. But I'll tell you what, I wish this guy, Tim B, it doesn't say his last name, Tim B, in power. Yeah, you know what, Tim? You go say this to Greg Putnam's face. You go tell it to a Navy SEAL's face. Not only him, you go tell every other rancher and farmer in Montana that they're not real farmers or they're not real ranchers because they've got a T-shirt or a hat or a coffee cup with their farm or ranch logo on it. Not only that, but you come out here and you tell the 100,000-plus veterans across Montana that they can't serve their country and decide to go into agriculture. I tell you, this guy, what a clown. What a clown. What a clown you are. And you're becoming a mouthpiece for this dirt peddler John Tester. You're becoming a mouthpiece, literally, in a Last Best Place ad paid for by Chuck Schumer. What a dirtbag. Pardon my French, this guy is a dirtbag. Listen to this. Listen to this Adam Schiff right here. I've got the ad in front of me.
But let me tell you what Tim Sheehy sells on his ranch. Pink hoodies, trucker hats, and cute little cups with his logo on it. Tim Sheehy's not a rancher.
Oh, my goodness. He sells hoodies, trucker hats, and cups promoting his ranch. My cousins are all real-deal cowboys in eastern Montana. They got hats. They got trucker hats for their ranch. Are they not real ranchers, according to this Chuck Schumer mouthpiece? Oh, my goodness. It's a good thing these airwaves are regulated. I'd really sound off on this. It's a good thing we're not sitting at the cigar lounge right now. This is the Bernie Mac. This is when the Bernie Mac side comes out. You guys remember the great comedian Bernie Mac? See, I grew up watching BET Comic View on Black Entertainment Television. I loved BET Comic View. And Bernie Mac, I'll tell you what, if you're a military veteran out there or another farmer or rancher who markets your farm or ranch with cups and T-shirts and hoodies, and you see this clown on your TV, that's the Bernie Mac approach. I wish a mother would. I wish a mother would. Really? You go out to somebody else's ranch, Tim B. Don't even use your last name in this ad. You go out to somebody else's ranch and tell them that, Adam Schiff. You go in to a VFW hall or an American Legion post headquarters and you tell them this, Adam Schiff. I wish a mother would. What a clown. My goodness. You just got, I know it's so easy to get angered and righteous anger at this nonsense and these BS attacks on our fellow veterans, but you also just got to laugh at this shift. You got to laugh at these clowns. I mean, they honestly think, oh, yeah, let's put a TV, I mean, only Chuck Schumer and his buddies would think, yeah, let's put a TV ad on the air saying how bad it is to market your ranch with coffee cups and hats and hoodies. This is the stupidest ad I've ever seen in my life. And then, oh, yeah, while we're at it, let's double down. Let's do a full court press with the fake news press. Let's double down. Let's remind everybody all across Montana that Tim Sheehy took a bullet for his men and then kept it quiet in order to protect his fellow men. Let's remind not only the 100,000-plus veterans in Montana, let's remind every other Montanan of that fact. That's going to be our big hit job. That's going to be our big hit piece. And, oh, John Tester is struggling with women voters right now. Democrats are supposed to hold massive leads with women voters. John Tester, according to the latest poll, is only up 3 points with women. He's down 3 points with everybody. He's only up 3 points with women. And now what's his attack? Oh, the Little Belt Cattle Company sells pink hoodies. Yeah. So what? Oh, John Tester struggling with women voters. Oh, I wonder why. You mean women don't want critical race theory telling them that their little white kids are evil because they were born white? You mean women voters are okay with the Mexican drug cartels coming in and targeting Native American women? Oh, you mean they're okay with their kids dying from fentanyl? No wonder John Tester is struggling with women voters. These people are an absolute joke. And so are these media outlets that refuse to hold John Tester accountable, but then will put phony little hit pieces written by liberal bloggers on their TV station websites as if it's news. They don't even have their own reporters do the news story. They allow some liberal blog to be copy and pasted onto their TV station websites. You're no different than NPR when you start pulling that garbage. Speaking of NPR, I mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. The NPR editor who wrote an opinion column trashing his own organization. I've been at NPR for 25 years. Here's how we lost America's trust.
Uri Berlinder, a classic lib, says NPR has gone way too far. In an interview, he revealed how NPR corrupted itself in 2016.
I think like every newsroom, every legacy media newsroom, we were shocked, disturbed, distraught, really troubled. We assumed Hillary Clinton was going to win, and she didn't. And it was really an unsettling experience. But I also think, to me, it revealed that we didn't really understand a lot of what was going on in America, that we were out of touch.
He even admits NPR's news team coped with Hillary's loss by getting into bed with Adam Schiff.
I think after a while, we started covering Trump in a way that like a lot of legacy news organizations, that we were trying to damage his presidency, to even find anything we could to harm him. And I think what we latched on to was Russia collusion, like a lot of news organizations, which was, as I write, sort of catnip, although it was just rumors and a lot of it based on pretty shoddy documents. We really latched on to Adam Schiff. He was like our muse to the Trump collusion story. We had him on constantly. And then the Mueller report came out and no collusion. And, you know, I think we sort of learned the story kind of disappeared.
Yeah. Anyway, there's more to that conversation. Wow. Yep. Adam Schiff was their go-to guy. And then when the Schiff hit the fan with the Mueller report, oh, no collusion. The Russia thing was a hoax. Ah! Moving on. We won't consider that anymore. Just like they wouldn't consider the Hunter Biden laptop being real or anything like that. Let's get into the phone lines. We got some great callers on the line. State Senator Brad Molnar out of Laurel, also running for the Public Service Commission. Brad, great to hear from you.
Yeah, actually, I was going to call in on some energy stuff, but I have a Zoom meeting in 12 minutes on this topic, so I'm pretty jazzed up. You were talking about how Tim Sheehy, a Purple Heart winner, is being treated over a bullet in his arm. And because this has to do with what I have to zoom in on in 12 minutes, if you lost your arm in the Oshawa Valley or the Khyber Pass for a logging accident in Montana, and you want to go archery hunting with your family in September, and the only way you can do it because you have one arm is with a crossbow, Montana will throw your ass in jail for 6 months.
And you've got a bill to fix that, right? I know you've been working on this for quite some time.
I've had two bills. They've all been squashed. I worked on one before that. So 6 years I've been trying to get the rights. 30% of the people that are qualified, which would be 30 people, are veterans, disabled veterans. Half of those disabled in combat. And we tell them they cannot access public property to attempt to harvest a public resource because they need a bow. They can stick their elbow in their ribs to hold up because they can't hold one straight out. 6 months in jail is the penalty. 48 states think we are insane because they allow it. Montana is one of two states that says We don't care how you got disabled. If you can't hold your arm up straight, if you haven't got an arm, you cannot.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's elections are taking place for the legislature this year. There'll be a new session coming up in January. Got to hit this hard break here. I'll get the bill number or the bill title from Senator Molnar during the break to share with you after that. And then we've got Evan and Belt on the phone lines. His message is what sparked a whole series of conversations this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. Save money the easy way. Learn how new Xfinity Mobile customers can buy one unlimited line and get one free for a year now through June 21st. That's like $20 a month per unlimited line. Visit XfinityMobile.com today to learn more. Offer ends June 21st. Restrictions apply. Existing Xfinity internet service and two unlimited lines required. Reduce speeds after 30 gigabytes of usage per line. Data thresholds vary.
Fox News commentary.
The illegal immigrant influencer who urged fellow illegals to squat in homes is now playing victim from jail. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The TikTok influencer Leonel Moreno, who became social media infamous for posting about his brazen illegal status and recently encouraged fellow illegals to squat in American homes, was finally arrested by ICE nearly 2 years after entering illegally through Eagle Pass. Now that he is finally in custody in an Ohio jail, he is whining and complaining about the persecution he's facing in the U.S. In a 30-minute video televisit from inside the jail, Moreno cried that he misses his freedom and claims he's being defamed. He also vowed to use his First Amendment rights that he does not have to fight charges. Moreno has no legal right to be here and should have been deported long ago, but thanks to Biden's catch and release illegal immigrant parole program, he, like millions of others, has been allowed to skirt the system. So I say loudly, deport now. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Hey, very cool show on Tuesday's Montana Talks. We caught up with Nate Kahana from Anthem Snacks ahead of UFC 300 this Saturday. But man, speaking of MMA fighting, incredible fights this Friday in Great Falls with the Fusion Fight League. We caught up with Terrell Bracken. In fact, the Fusion Fight League sponsoring our coverage here later this week. What's coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks? We should probably keep the phone lines open for you. Anything and everything you want to talk about,
MontanaShow.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Evan and Belt just made my day here. I hadn't, like I said, I hadn't even seen this TV commercial yet. Now I seen it, and oh my, you just got to laugh at this guy in this Chuck Schumer ad. He ain't a rancher. He's so, oh my goodness. Evan, you know, when I think about military service, we've gotten to serve with so many incredible people from all over the country, all over the world. When I watch this ad after you flagged it for me, I think of some of my New York guys, you know, because they would say, look at this guy over here, this freaking guy, look at what, you know, this, look at this guy over here, this guy, what a clown. I mean, I try to be nice, but this guy is just a dirtbag in this Chuck Schumer ad, if you ask me.
Absolutely. You know, it's just amazing to me that he's that demeaning on Tim's success, you know, and so many of us, even after my military career came out, and I'm a small business owner, and I also help on my wife's family ranch, and I just couldn't believe that a guy had come out like this. This stuff's got to be called out for what it is, Aaron, and it's just, good thing I didn't have a brick in my hand last night when I saw that on the TV, or it had been through the damn thing.
Well, I got to wonder, do they think this is actually like a good line of attack? I mean, what was Chuck Schumer's team thinking here? I mean, how many farmers, Tim and Savage, immediately after I shared your message, I mean, he called in and he's like, he made a great point. I was just in Scobie last week, Circle, Montana. You've got 41 grains marketing their farm products. Farver Farms marketing their farm products. How many ranchers, I mean, Avalanche Ranch is marketing their product. Every freaking bull sale gets marketed, as Kelly in Glasgow pointed out. I mean, for Pete's sake, how did they think this stupid line of attack was going to be good?
I don't know. You know, in that part of the country up there is pretty close to my heart, too, with my grandma coming from up in that country. But, you know, I don't think they have anything else, Aaron. And I just think that they're so doggone desperate for anything. And they try to maybe get the... I don't know who they're trying to entice with that, because I think they just ticked off just about every rancher out there as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and veterans, too. That's what also really pisses me off is this message that, you can't serve your country in the military and get, you know, shot and get blown up by IEDs and then think you can come here and become a rancher. Screw you, man. Pardon my French, but screw you, man.
He's, you know, Tim's done a lot for this. And just because, you know, every one of our families at some point, like I was listening to your program, Littler, we all started somewhere on the first generation. And I believe Tim's going to do good there. And with his firefighting, I just think it's just pretty sad that Schumer and his group will stoop that low to degrade a man like that.
Well, remember, these are the same people. They think that the only people that should get to buy ranches in Montana are their buddies like Tom Brokaw, who I used to respect. And Michael Keaton. Now, I've heard Michael Keaton's a decent guy. He's a flaming liberal, but he's a Hollywood actor. What else do you expect? But I've heard he's a decent guy. But he buys up a big ranch property near Big Timber, Montana, and he's their freaking hero. The Democrat candidate for governor just had him at one of his fundraisers. But a guy who got a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for Valor can't come back and start a ranch. You know, again, screw you guys.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's just... it's asinine, and it'd be, I don't know. I don't even know what this guy in power, I don't know. I've never heard of him before, but
I don't think anybody else has either, so it'll be fun to see who this clown actually is.
Yep, that's for sure, and maybe if he diversified, he might be able to do a little more besides just sell his alfalfa, too. I don't know.
He's probably buddies with Colonel Cupcake Vindman or something like that, you know. They own a bakery together, you know. Fart, field of fork, Colonel Cupcakes, Colonel Cupcakes, coup attempt cupcakes, coup cup. We'll have some more ideas flowing in. Well, Evan, you made my day. I mean, man, that one message from you, literally driving the conversation today. We got to talk about this in the statewide 9 o'clock hour as well, because man, it's going to be fun to hear every other farmer and rancher across Montana sound off on these clowns. Thanks for the call. Phone lines are open for the rest of the morning.
Don't panic. Help is a phone call away. Call or visit the pro.